Blog Talk Radio.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left. I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die.
Take me to the King.
There you go.
Oh, gee.
Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be, Amen. Let the church say, Amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Yeah, yeah. Let the church. Let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. No. Thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church say
everybody.
Let the church say,
say, say, say.
My heart's torn in pieces. Welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you stopped by today or either on the archive. Today is Thanksgiving, but we give God thanks every day. We don't wait for just one day. We are giving God thanks. So today, being grateful for what we have, today doesn't mean we have to have that forever. It means we acknowledge that what we have today is what we're supposed to have today. There is enough, and all we need will come to us. We thanking God today for being a good God today, for tending to our needs, giving us, being thankful. You know, when you look at Thanksgiving, you say, you know, about being thankful. It's so much to be thankful for today. Just to have your life, health, and strength, that's enough to give thanks to God for. You know, I thought about, why is it important to have a thankful attitude? You know, even with Thanksgiving, have a good attitude. You know, the Word of God says, God said, giving thanks is a sacrifice that truly honors me. If you keep to my path, I will reveal to you the salvation of God. You know, it says also, it is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praise to the Most High. And in Luke 17 and 16, it says, he fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. This man was a Samaritan. When you give thanks to God, you honor and praise him for what he has done in your life, in the lives of others, in the church, and in the world. Similarly, you honor others when you give thanks to them, respecting them for who they are and what they have done. This attitude of gratitude prevents you from expecting others to serve you and allow you to enjoy whatever blessings come your way. You know, I thought about that. It says in Psalms 99 and 1, I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all the marvelous things you have done. It is good to proclaim your unfailing love in the morning, your faithfulness in the evening. That's Thanksgiving right there. That's giving God thanks. Every time I think of you, I give thanks to my God. Not just Thanksgiving to that one day set aside, but I'm giving you thanks every day. You know, Colossians 3 and 15 says, let the peace that come from Christ rule in your heart. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. 1 Timothy 4 and 4 said, since everything God created is good, we should not reject any of it, but receive it with thanks. Today, cultivate thankfulness by giving thanks regularly to God, also to others. Set aside time every day to think about things you are truly thankful for. Make a mental list of all God's blessings in your life and thank him for them. Don't wait to feel thankful before giving thanks. Giving thanks will lead you to feel thankful. And you know, you can express yourself with thankfulness. And 1 Chronicles 16:7-8 said, David gave Asaph and his fellow Levites this song of thanksgiving to the Lord, giving thanks to the Lord and proclaiming his greatness. Let the whole world know what he has done. Sing out your thanks to the Lord. Sing praise to our God with a harp. Sing praise and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful heart, with music and singing. Today it's been set aside for thanksgiving. I will offer you a sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord through generous giving. Praise the Lord. I will thank the Lord with all my heart as I meet with his godly people. How amazing are the deeds of the Lord. All who diligently and delight in him shall ponder them. I will offer you a sacrifice of thanksgiving, God, and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people through worship and praise with other believers. As I learn your righteous regulation, I will thank you by living as I should, through obedience and service. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. Devote yourself to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart today through prayer. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his court with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. O Lord, my God, how great you are. You are robed and robed with honor and majesty by praising and honoring God. For what can I always be thankful regardless of circumstance? Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endureth forever. We're talking about Thanksgiving today. Not just the turkey, not just the ham, not just the Cornish hen, just the chicken. But we giving God thanks for just being here today. Give thanks. I will thank the Lord because he is just. I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. I bow as I praise and as I worship him. I praise your name for your unfailing love and faithfulness, for your promises are backed by all the honor of your name. Thank God he gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God today for this gift, too wonderfully for words. God save you by his grace when you believe it is a gift from God. Be thankful today in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has given me strength to do his work. He considered me trustworthy and appointed me to serve him. So today, you can thank the Lord for being good and just, and you can thank him for his unchanging, perfect character. You can thank him also for his love for you, for his faithfulness, for sending his son Jesus, and for his mercy. And you can thank him for victory over death and for keeping his promise. Promises from God. God give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endureth forever. So today, we can have gratitude and be thankful. We can be thankful for Thanksgiving on giving, sharing, blessing, compassion, shelter. When you think of all these wonderful things for Thanksgiving, you can be a blessing to somebody today. How joyfully are those who fear the Lord, all who follow his way. Joyful are those who have the God of Israel as their helper, who hope is in the Lord their God. We're talking about Thanksgiving today, being blessed. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. A life focused on trusting and obeying God brings him joy. His smile of favor sent forth many blessings to you. Blessings are not merely words spoken, but grace that come from a special relationship with God. We're still talking about Thanksgiving today. What kind of blessing does God send your way today? May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. The Lord God is our sun and our shield. He gives us grace and glory. The Lord will withhold no good thing for those who do what is right. Thank God today. He gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, success and prosperity are not the most common blessings from God. Rather, peace, comfort, joy, fellowship with God, hope, eternal life with him. All the best blessings of all that they have promised to you. Thank God he has made us his captive and continue to lead us along as Christ's triumphant procession. You should bless everybody today that you possibly can. God has been a blessing to you today. So today, as you sit down to eat your Thanksgiving dinner, whatever it may be, give God praise. Praise God that you're able to bless somebody else today on Thanksgiving, that you're able to sound the trumpet today. You know, Thanksgiving is good for our roots. It deepens them and strengthens them and thickens them, making our trunk and limbs more secure in spite of the threatening gale of our time. The meal, the memories that you will share today, the music that you will play today, Thanksgiving has a way of blocking out the giant of selfishness and ushering in the sincere spirit of gratitude, love, and genuine joy. Just think today, when your family is sitting around the table or you're calling them on the phone, how much joy and peace you have, how much thanks you're giving to God today. Some of you all, like me, have lost loved ones this year. But you can still rejoice today. You can still give God praise and thank him for what he's blessed you with today. He may have put new people in your life today, new friends, new co-workers. You have so much to thank God for today. So today, give God praise. Look down upon the things he have done for you. From the beginning of the year up until now, you have respect, you have faith, dignity, honor. You have freedom, discipline, sacrifice. Look how much you have sacrificed this year. Godliness. So just think about how blessed you are today on Thanksgiving Day. People who care about the future of this grand land, not just their own comfort. They're thinking about being visionary of helping somebody else, not just in a foreign country, but right here in the United States. You can help your next-door neighbor. You can help the child of the woman of the man right down the street. That's giving God thanks. It could be a meal. It could be a ride to the doctor. It could be to take them to the store, to pick them, take them to the drugstore. You can give God thanks every day. Thanksgiving is every day. Not just sometime, but all the time. And we can say, let us offer the sacrifice of praise today to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. We can give God all the praise today.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day.
With you.
You look so much better when you're
And while you're waiting,
you look so much better when you're you to be happy, but then you gotta have something happen. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you. My. Y'all want some more? Y'all want some more of that? Are y'all sure y'all want some more of that?
Happy Thanksgiving.